Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing a lot of adding together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine. You write yours. Write neatly. Don't write sloppy. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to be doing some coloring and counting first. So if you look at your picture, you'll see we are in outer space. Yeah, outer space is good. I like it. So what I need you to look at is the moon. Let's color the moon a light blue color, maybe blue-green. But if you have another blue, regular blue, it's fine. Color the moon blue. How many moons are in this picture? Check. Yep, just one. One is going to be a number in our problem. We are going to add this moon to some other things and find out how many in all. Take 2 more seconds for your blue moon. 2, 1, and then I want you to look at all the stars. Wow, aren't they so pretty? Let's make them prettier by coloring them yellow. While we color them, let's count them. 1, 2. If you're going faster than me, you might be coloring a little too fast. And if you're a little bit slower, you might be more of a snail. 2, 3, 4. Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. 5, I wish I may, I wish I might, have this wish I wish tonight. I wish everyone could do Listen and Learn with me. Okay, I lost count. Let's count the stars that we've colored so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting my coloring my 6th star. All right, I am counting a little. Listen, just listen to me. 7. You should be coloring star number 7 with your yellow crayon. 8. Hey, this is a big one. I'm coloring a really big star over here. 8. And 9. 9 stars. You know what that tells me? It tells me I need to double check and make sure that I didn't miscount. So I'm going to count my stars one more time. Will you count with me? Let's put down our yellow crayons in 3, 2, 1. Let's touch the stars and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 stars plus 1 moon. Or 1 moon plus 9 stars. We're using the word plus to join these objects together and find out how many in all. I want us to practice the word plus today. All right, let's count the moon and all the stars. Touch and count. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1 plus 9 equals 10. Or you can switch it and say 9 plus 1 equals 10. We're taking the moon and the stars and we're joining them together. So we say plus 1 plus 9. Okay, let's do something else. Let's color the aliens. Look at them. They're in spaceships. Let's color the aliens inside of the spaceships green. Any kind of green will work. I've got my yellow green crayon. So just color the alien inside, his little head, his little antenna. There's 1, and here's 2. I don't see any other aliens. How about you? Okay, so just 2 aliens. You know that's going to be a number in our addition problem. Okay, put down your green crayon. Let's find our gray crayon. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. And let's color their spaceships gray. Or you can use your pencil. So we know there's two aliens. Two is going to be a number in our addition problem. Two little aliens flying in space. What will we add to them? Let's find out. Okay, put down your gray crayon or your pencil in two and one. Let's color the astronauts now. Let's color the astronauts. Let's color their suits blue, their astronaut suits. So their shirts and their pants blue. How many astronauts do you see in our picture? Yep, just one. He's out there just flying around. Not a care in the world, not afraid of aliens either. Mm-mm. So he's got on a blue suit. And then let's give him a blue helmet too. Let's give him a blue helmet. Spacesuit helmet. He looks happy. He doesn't look worried about any aliens whatsoever at all. Okay, we have one astronaut and two aliens. Let's put down all our crayons. Two. One. Two Two aliens plus one astronaut. Let's count them. One, two, three. Two aliens plus one astronaut equals three. We are joining the aliens with the astronaut, so we use the word plus. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Do you see the asteroids, the things on fire? It's like rocks are on fire, or they might look like troll dolls. I don't know. Okay, let's color the fire part of the asteroids red. Any kind of red will work for me. Just the fire part, color it red. Ooh, asteroids. Dangerous. How many asteroids do you see in our picture? And why isn't the astronaut concerned about this? Why isn't he worried about this? That's interesting to me. They must not be too scary. All right, I have colored one, two, three asteroids. How about you? All right, let's put down our red crayons in two. One, and then let's color the rocks green, just for fun. Let's color the rocks green. Those are what's attached to the asteroid. I don't know if they're rocks or craters, but let's color the stuff attached to the fire of the asteroids green. One, two, three. Okay, so we have three asteroids, and we're going to add that number with something else. So let's put down all our crayons. Next up, we need to color our planets. We're going to really work on the listen part of listen and learn. So here's what I need you to do. Can you find the planet with the stripes and the ring around it? It has stripes and a ring around it. Do you see it? Okay, let's color that planet. First, let's color the stripes purple. Color the stripes purple for me. Okay, you should be coloring just the stripes purple. And then let's color the ring around the planet purple also. Okay, put down your purple crayon in two, one. And then let's color in between the stripes blue. Any kind of blue works for me. Color in between the stripes blue. So there's our first planet. It's blue and purple. Oh, mine looks so pretty. Okay, put down all your crayons. Can you find the other planet that has a ring around it? It has two little polka dotties on it. It's smaller. Do you see it? Okay, let's color the ring orange. This is the part where you listen. Okay, and then let's color the rest of the planet blue. Any kind of blue works for me. So we have a blue and orange planet here. So how many planets have we colored so far? Two. Yep. two planets so far, and we're going to add them to our asteroids. We're going to add them to our asteroids. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see the planet that has a bunch of polka dots on it? A lot of polka dots on it. It's up at the top, kind of near the moon. All right, let's color the polka dots orange. Again, any kind of orange works for me. So we'll color this one orange, just the polka dots. Okay, and then when you're finished with those orange polka dots, let's color the rest of that planet green. In between those polka dots, make it the planet green. All right. Oh, this is a pretty planet. I don't know. I don't know what planet it is. All right. So put down all your crayons. So far, we have colored three planets, a stripy one, a blue one, and a polka dotted one. One, two, three. Okay. Do you see the planet that has some wavy stripes going across it? Some wavy stripes? It doesn't have a ring around it, but it has wavy stripes. Do you see it? Okay, you get to color that however you want, but you need to use one color only. No, I'm kidding. You can use two colors. Let's use red and blue. Red and blue. Any way you want. Red and blue for this planet. I'm just kind of making a pattern. So how many planets have we colored so far? One, two, three, four. We have one planet left. It looks like Earth. So color the land parts green. Color the land parts green. And the rest of it should be blue. Looks like land parts. Fuzzy shapes on there. And then color the rest of it blue. So that's the water. Okay, we have three asteroids, and how many planets did we color? Let's count our planets. One, two, three, four, five. Keep counting the asteroids. Six, seven, eight. What is three plus five? Eight. What is five plus three? Eight. You got it. Okay, let's move down to the bottom where we see a 10 frame. I want you to color five counters purple. Color five counters purple. One, two, three, four, five. And color one counter orange. One. What would be the numbers that we will add together? We'll say something plus something. How many purple? Five plus one orange. Let's count them. One, two, three, four, five, six. Let's take our pencil and write the number six on the line next to the 10 frame. I also like to go five and one more, make six. All right, we can use a 10 frame to count and add. We can color and add. And look, we can use our fingers. Look at the hands with the fingers. Let's count the fingers that are sticking up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Let's write seven on the line. What are we adding together? How would we write, how would we say this equation? Five plus two equals seven. Good. Okay, move down to the number line. Do you see the circle around the number six? Let's trace that. Six is going to be the first number in our addition problem, and we're going to add two. So we're going to hop two times. Do you see those rainbow hops on the number line? Let's trace it. One, two. Six plus two equals, what did we land on? Eight. Box it up. Put a square around the eight. Put a box around the number eight. Six plus two hops on the number line equals eight. Six plus two equals eight. Now move down to the word. Do you see the word? It says P-L-U-S. Plus. Plus. That's our word for today. Let's trace the letters. P-L-U-S. And then let's look at the number problem. It says four. Trace it. Plus three. Trace it. Equals seven. Trace it. Now, can you find the plus symbol? 4 plus. See the symbol? Looks like a little cross. Circle that symbol for me. That's the plus sign. And scoot over. We have a number problem. It says 7 plus 3. That's an addition problem. Equals blank. We're going to draw a picture to help us solve this problem. Do you see the moon? All right. Let's draw 7 polka dots on the moon with our blue crayon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Put down your blue crayon. Let's draw 3 red polka dots for the red, for the 3 in our problem, for the red color. 1, 2, 3. We have 7 blue polka dots for the 7 number, and we have 3 red polka dots for the 3 number. Put down your red crayon. Let's count all the polka dots on our moon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 polka dots on our moon. 7 plus 3 equals 10. Write the number 10. We put a 1 and a 0. 10. Whoa, you did such a great job. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.